John Wilding was disturbed. He was a young doctor, and one day in the early 1990s, he was told that there was a man he needed to see urgently in the emergency room who had been brought there in an unusual way. When the paramedics had arrived at the patient's home, they discovered he was so obese that he couldn't get through his own front door. Left with no other option, they had to get firefighters to smash his windows and haul him out using a crane. John diagnosed that the patient had something called severe obesity hypoventilation, a disorder that sometimes afflicts people who've gained extreme amounts of weight where they breathe too slowly, so they can't get enough oxygen into their systems. Once he was stabilized, the patient told John that he had an insatiable appetite. He felt he couldn't stop eating, no matter what he did. John watched as the patient ate one pack of sandwiches after another. Not long after, he died of a massive pulmonary embolism. John was also a research scientist at the hospital, and he was following the early research on GLP-1 keenly. They discovered something crucial. After you eat, your GLP-1 levels spike in your gut. They wondered if it was some kind of natural signal telling you to stop eating. You've had enough. You're full. Now, the scientists asked, could GLP-1 be used to help people like John's patient who had died in such grim circumstances?